Secretary of State Colin Powell today called on Israel and the Palestinians to immediately take steps to build confidence in one another, including using outside monitors to supervise the current ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has repeatedly stated his opposition to any outside intervention. Powell met with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Ramallah today. He then met with Sharon in Jerusalem to discuss implementing the Mitchell Commission's recommendations. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The two-week-old ceasefire is only the first stage in the Mitchell plan, which both sides have accepted. After a ceasefire comes a cooling-off period, then a series of confidence-building measures, including a freeze on Jewish settlements, and then a return to negotiations. After a meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres today, Powell said all of the parties want to move through the phases of the report as quickly as possible. He cautioned against moving too fast or too slow.
We don't want to move so quickly that we're guaranteeing failure, but at the same time, we can't use extended periods of time as a basis for delay or not getting to what we are all after.
Israeli analysts said Powell's remark was a barb at Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who has insisted there be complete quiet, not one shot fired, as Sharon put it, for 10 days before the cooling off period can even begin. Sharon wants that period to last for 6 weeks. Palestinians say it should be no more than 2 weeks. Foreign Minister Peres reassured Secretary Powell that Israel is abiding by the Mitchell plan.
We are committed to the Mitchell report as a whole. We think it's a map that can lead us from the cessation of fire to the beginning of negotiations. It's not an easy road or an automatic way, but I think we can make it.
But Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath says Israel has not fulfilled its obligations under the Mitchell plan. He says they want Powell to pressure Israel to agree to a firm timetable.
We're going to tell him we need a timeline, a clear schedule of the full implementation of the Mitchell report, including particularly the total freeze on settlement that the Mitchell report puts a great focus on.
Israeli analysts say Powell's talks are exposing the sharp differences between Prime Minister Sharon and President Bush about the implementation of the Mitchell plan. Sharon has been the architect of Israel's settlement program, and it will be extremely difficult for him, both politically and personally, to freeze settlement expansion. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says Sharon won't implement this part of the Mitchell plan without heavy American pressure.
If the Palestinians want to show the world, in their view, that Sharon is not committed to the Mitchell plan, they can stop the shooting. Then Sharon will be in a tremendous dilemma. He was able to say to President Bush that several Israelis have been killed in recent days by Palestinian gunmen. If he didn't have that evidence to put before the American president, the pressure on Israel to start the cooling off period and move ahead to peace negotiations would probably be too forceful to stop.
Israel media today reported that Sharon presented a map to President Bush during this week's White House visit, laying out the prime minister's vision of a final peace deal with the Palestinians. The map reportedly calls for a small but territorially contiguous Palestinian state in part of the West Bank, a proposal the Palestinians say is a scandalous call for more occupation and more confiscation of Palestinian land. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.